It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yeah, so that was running away from me. So I've seen him do that a few times in practice. Obviously very, very talented running, you know, throwing on the move. And rolling to his left, right, so it was really good. And Rome did a nice job of tracking the ball. It was no doubt it was a catch, and he did a really nice job.
We're back with more of the Score Afternoon Show with Matt Spiegel and Anthony Herron on Sports Radio 670 The Score and live on the free Odyssey app.
Matt Eberflus talking about Caleb Williams, Rome Odunze, and the play that had everybody buzzing. Some Cub stuff at the top of the hour. But right now, Anthony, I want to get your thoughts on what seems like a disconnect in the way that Poles and Flus talked about the playing time. Because as we've been discussing, what, three and outs for Caleb Williams yep. and the Bears offense. And then there's the drive that has the pass interference penalty when he's going deep for Tyler Scott, a play that Caleb was convinced would have been a touchdown had the DB not grabbed the shoulder of Tyler Scott and dragged him down. And then you add the touchdown drive. And early in the second half, Ryan Poles was on with Adam Amin and Jim Miller live on the broadcast and talked about the first team offense playing as long as they did.
He has the ability to create and make, you know, explosive plays, and those are the impact plays that you need to win a lot of games in this league. So it's encouraging to see. I'll say this too: I'm proud of our coaches for sticking with that first group a little bit further sure. than what was planned. I think it's important to allow a young quarterback in the offense that's learning a new system to work through some of those things. A little choppy in the beginning, but they worked through it, and we had some positive plays towards the end of that half.
So you hear that at home, and you're like, oh, cool. And you're like, all right, well, good job by the coaches. And one other thing I thought about as I'm listening to that is like, oh, yeah, GM doesn't have that power, huh, to tell the coach during the game. Reminded me of how many times I've seen baseball presidents or GMs crazy pissed off at a manager that they can't control during the game, you know, because, like, you don't have that ability to tell them what to do unless you're, you know, wired down to the dugout like they are in some places. Boston. Anyway, here is Matt Eberflus after the game kind of contradicting that about the playing time.
No, that was the range that we had. So, you know, we don't go into it and say, hey, we're going to play a quarter, you know, or two quarter, you know, whatever, quarter and a half. That doesn't work. So, you know, how you do it is you say, hey, we're going to have a range of series and a range of number of plays. And then, like I said the other day at the presser, that's how you see the ebb and flow of the game. And guys are able to play until we say, okay, hey, that's good. As a group. And again, I ultimately make that decision, but we like to do it that way.
So, Anthony, did that strike you as a discrepancy between coach and GM?
I thought it was a contradiction in the description, but in the end, it's a mild difference in actual execution. You go in with a preference for how many snaps the offense is going to get, how many series they're going to play. I was certainly hopeful going into the game that they were going to get more than a quarter, maybe even a half. Just because you have a rookie quarterback and a team with expectations and a new offense and just getting more reps will be beneficial to them. But you know, the Ryan Poles halftime interview with Adam and Jim, where he's proud that they let him play more, I would imagine if he was going to adjust that, he would essentially be saying more than was preferred. You know, but even Adam Amin himself, who he's not in the meeting rooms planning the snaps for anyone, but there was a point after those first three series where Adam even referenced on the air, because there was kind of this collective feeling of, all right, we've gotten through a quarter.
Yeah.
They've gotten through three series. This is probably it. And so Adam even says on the air at one point, like, all right, so yeah, it's probably all we're going to see from Caleb and them, blah, blah, blah. And then, no, they got another series or two. I think even two more series beyond that where they finally got things rolling. And so I was happy that that was the approach. And I don't think that the way Matt Eberflus describes it is untrue, but that range, I would say they topped out that range that they had planned, and it was with a purpose that played out during the game.
Do you think they're going to play on Thursday night?
No, but I hope they do.
Why do you hope they play?
because he's just going to improve with time on task. Him being in game, him being in those competitive moments, him having to see things, you know, through the lens of his teammates. Caleb will get better every time he steps onto the field. And you saw how slow this team started last season. Now, I always found the rumors about Eberflus getting fired after a month, I found that ridiculous. But that being said, they did start slow as hell. And so if you want to come out of the gates a little bit quicker, preferably a lot quicker this season, to actually make sure, like, this Thursday night to whatever the first regular season game is, has to be, what, a good 3 weeks or something like that?
Yeah, this is the last game, and it's a long time.
I don't think you really need to go that long without them taking a competitive snap in a game. If it's a series, just go through the process of him preparing for this short week to see the field Thursday night, him and Rome and Nate Davis and just everybody else on this offense that could use some more time breaking the huddle together, hearing Caleb calling plays. Even think of a couple of series in those three and outs where there were false start or a little procedural infraction. Caleb was taking that part of it on himself after the game, but we have heard throughout camp about a lot of the issues with cadence, with timing, a lot of that stuff that he'll get out of his system more quickly, the more chances he gets to just execute it in game. If he hands the ball off six times, that'll be better than him doing nothing by Thursday.
Mm. So, yeah, it's interesting because we know the Chiefs aren't going to play their guys. They've already said so.
I don't have to describe the difference between where the Chiefs are as a franchise and where the Bears are as a franchise.
Oh, what's the difference? And no, you know, you don't.
And even Joe Burrow, you had that direct comparison. It was great hearing Joe Burrow talk to the media. Our collective media did a great job asking Joe Burrow about his relationship with Caleb. He hosted him at LSU and all this other stuff.
Right.
Joe Burrow's a made man. He's had his bag. He's got his second contract. He's led a team to the Super Bowl. He's had an MVP caliber season before. You know, Caleb's still learning. Caleb's still growing.
Did you see Raheem Morris not playing Michael Penix Jr. in the second game in Atlanta and said that he didn't want to risk the injury? Seems very strange to me. But that whole place and that everything that's working out there is...
Are they going to cut Penix, try to sneak him on the practice squad or something like that?
I don't know. I mean, it's just such a weird thing. No, it would be nice to have them go through the process of getting ready for the game, game plan for the game.
So you think he should play?
Yeah, I kind of think he should play.
Okay.
I think you're right. I think you're right. In terms of how far away we are from actual game day. And
it's a long time. It's a long time to just do. I mean, they'll be doing stuff.
Yeah.
It's a long time to not be competitive, to not be at that fever pitch that you're going to have to be at by the opening game of the season.
And you used the opportunity to do some stuff, to try a few different things, a few different ways that the pocket moved, you know, in game two as opposed to game one.
I've been pleased with Shane Waldron so far.
I want to talk about that
with
you.
We'll have a chance to do
that. If we don't get to do it a little bit later today, we'll do it tomorrow. But yeah, I feel like I'd like to dissect what we've seen so far because they ran out of the eye a couple of times. Like I'm seeing a lot of variety, a lot of different things that we could do. This seems to be a very competent and varied offensive coordinator, doesn't it?
Yeah, very much so.
He's not somebody. I mean, you were instrumental in helping me to realize that Matt Nagy was a one-trick pony and ought to be getting some of the blame for everything that was happening with both Mitch and then with Fields too. Of like, wow, that guy had no adjustment. He had no secondary move there, and then he was just so damn stubborn that that's all he just kept doing.
And the most unfortunate part with Nagy was that they would go in with one game plan, and he would get into the game and freeze up and just do stuff they weren't even prepared for, man. I mean, it was mind-boggling, some of the stuff that he was doing as the play caller. Head coach/play caller for the Bears.
Steve Palazzolo is going to join us later on in the next hour. But when we come back, this season has felt like one big taunting penalty by the Cubs. Just cruel. Just absolutely cruel. Let's discuss that next and see if you're feeling any hope on the backside of it. Next, it's Spiegs and Ann Heron on The Score.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.